Nearly 100 employees of the Montana Department of Environmental Quality are staying home on paid leave for the next couple days. This after inspections found elevated lead levels in one of the department's own buildings. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says the building used to contain an indoor firing range used by the Montana National Guard.
It's not a snow day, sending employees home from the Department of Environmental Quality's building on North Last Chance Gulch in Helena, although there is plenty of it swirling around as all workers exit the building by noon. The state says levels of lead found in dust above the ceiling tiles are more than 40 times what the federal government recommends for residential housing units. The findings were part of more than a year-long examination of the building, which is Helena's old armory.
I need to stress that we are using an abundance of caution.
DEQ Director Tracy Stone Manning.
And we are now asking additional questions. Is that lead in the air that the employees have been breathing? Is that lead in our employees' bodies?
The building's 98 employees will be on leave through Wednesday, while the State Department of Administration finds temporary workspace. State officials are suggesting the employees all get their blood tested, which will be offered to them for free. DEQ has been in the old armory since 2002, and most of the workers there are part of the division responsible for environmental cleanup. Again, Director Tracy Stone Manning.
The irony is not lost on us.
It's a little ironic on how it was discovered.
That's Superfund site project manager Dave Bowers. He's been working in the building since the department first moved in more than a decade ago. He says from the beginning, some workers were complaining of respiratory problems or skin irritation. Now, a lot of DEQ workers have annual blood work done because they're out in the field working around environmental contaminants. And unusual findings were coming back in some of that blood work, even though some workers had not been out in the field for a while.
People were going, but I haven't been out to my site. I haven't been doing this.
So the department started looking more into the building's history.
Being scientists and inquisitive people, we started researching and going, you know what? They have a lot of problems with indoor firing ranges.
The Armory building was built in 1942 for the Montana National Guard, and until 1994, it contained an indoor firing range. The Department of Administration says some lead remediation efforts took place then, when the range was closed down. But Dave Bowers has been part of the team working on the examination of the building since August of last year. He believes the type of lead found above the ceiling tiles comes from bullet primer caps. He says he does worry about his health and the health of his coworkers.
I think that goes without saying when you find out that you're working in an area or a place or living in a place where there might be something impacting you or your family, you're going to naturally be concerned.
Bowers says DEQ will now be moving into more intensive screening of the armory. Air samples were conducted this past weekend, and lead level findings from those tests should be available later this week. The department will also be testing for other contaminants like mold, fiberglass, and asbestos. It's unclear how long the building will be closed, but officials predict a few weeks to a few months. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.